Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, there will be those who will come across this channel and they will think it's one channel of one. This is number 4 of 5. So I speak to that one who has discovered this and say, perhaps you're listening in the wrong place. There are places, use your intuition, where all the channels are together and numbered correctly and organized. It's number 4 of 5 because the teaching is about the teaching wheel. The spokes have different teaching methods and modalities and subjects, all of them. And this particular subject was named Child Life. And if you would say, what does this really mean? What is all this spoke about? It's about living longer. That would be the subject if you wanted to condense it. You might notice there's been an emphasis in the Kryon work about longevity, because we speak to old souls and we say to you, this is a time on the planet where you're needed more than ever before. We also know that some of you have a situation where if there's too much pain, if there's too much sorrow, it's just as easy for you to check out. We know that. There is a different paradigm afoot, and that is this. You are needed to be here a longer time. It is true indeed that the soul is eternal and you will come back. But think of the efficiency of that, dear ones, when it takes 20 years to grow up and remember who you are and continue. Instead, we are saying longevity is the key. Health is the key. We've talked about compassionate action. We've talked about many things. And we've also talked about keeping that inner child alive. We've talked about joy and what it means. It should be intuitive to humanity, the joy would be the key to health, but it isn't. And yet, it is intuitive, you might think, in some way. Imagine for a moment a scenario. Let me give it to you. Now, I've not been a human, so pretend for a moment I have no idea who you are, and I come in and I watch a newborn being taken home, and I see the parents there doting over it and poking it, all the things they do to a newborn. Well, why would they do that? Can you imagine just for a moment? The husband wakes up in the middle of the night because he hears something in the other room, and the newborn goes in, and the baby is actually smiling. And he runs back and gets his wife and says, call the paramedics. There's a smile on the child, and she goes, oh God, no, not now. Watch him, because if he breaks into laughter, it's all over. That's not the way of it, is it? In fact, intuitively, you poke the child to get him to smile and laugh and giggle. Why? Because intuitively, you know, if you can get this going in anybody, any child, any depressed adult, if you could get that going, it's a good thing. It's more than a good thing. It's the best thing. Because it reeks with love and compassion and understanding, and that's what you want for a baby. And yet it all starts to dim and go away, doesn't it? Can you see yourself going over to your teenager and poking him and hoping for a smile? It all seems to temper a bit, but with the child, it's okay. With the infant, it's okay. A new paradigm, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not suggesting you go around poking people. Instead, I'm going to say, why don't you esoterically poke them with humor and joy? They can see that you're a happy person. Perhaps they'll respond back and smile back. Laughter is contagious. It really is. One laughs, others laugh. Mirror neurons firing everywhere. And when you're done with a laughing session and you take a breath, something has happened in your body. You feel refreshed. You leave the room. At some level, you say, I want to do that again. Lead me to a place, maybe a movie or any place where I can experience an hour of laughter. And I know it's like being in the hospital and taking oxygen or whatever it is to get me back to where I should be. Why wait? Do it now. And the channeling is this, a short one, just to say to all of you that that inner child is the secret to longevity, health, and all of the things that you strive for in other areas. Laughter would be the best chemistry you could ever put together for your body. You could bottle it and sell it and take it. That would be really something. You don't have to. All of your cells respond to joy and laughter. Can you imagine, just for a moment, one of the most profoundly happy times? And perhaps, women, that is with the birth of your child and the first time you look in the infant's eyes. It could be the same for a man. When is the last time you put that and pasted it upon your life today and walked around with joy? And then there's always saying, those who would say, I don't have anything to be joyful about. Well, if I could give you the bigger picture, you'd change your mind. If I could show you who you were, you'd change your mind. Did you know that the soul was forever? And I say that because that means that there are things after death that are joyful and beautiful and lovely. That's not all. If I gave you three things that pass from the other side of the veil to here every single time you're born, they would be love, compassion, and humor. And then it begs the question, does God laugh? And the answer is, God is laughter. God is joy. Think about that for a moment. On the other side of the veil, dear ones, when you take your last breath, you're not going to awaken to judgment. You're going to awaken to a party. And that's going to be filled with multidimensional joy and laughter and light and a welcome home. I want you to vision that and carry that for every single person who passes while you're here. And while you sit there, so solemn, perhaps with a funeral music playing, I want you to know that that person that you're looking at in the casket is having a real good time. Why don't you do it too? A new paradigm, perhaps. But that is, again, why you're here, as an old soul in a new time. And so it is.